Well, good day and welcome again to Bush Talk. I am Damien. Welcome back to our series of radio magazines as we continue our journey, as we hope by now you're thinking about getting involved in things environment. For the next 15 minutes, we will hear music and features that we hope will get you to start looking at ways of getting involved in managing our forest and environment.
Today, when I look around in the world, what do I see? I see footprints that man.
Well, Mr. Josiah Coffey is the president of the Caribbean Youth Environmental Network here in St. Vincent. Mr. Coffey, how do you get young people interested in the environment?
Try to get college students interested in environmental management, environmental preservation, and stuff like that. Then we went around to like different schools to try to host some like workshops. For example, down at the Bethel Secondary School, where we went and share some information with the students down there. What we basically done is try to go to the schools, find out who's interested in the environment, so that they can join, so that we can have a stronger force.
Do you believe that young people in St. Vincent care about the environment?
Well, I would put them in three different categories, right? There are certainly those who just don't care about the environment.
Okay.
There's a few. But then there are some, you know, that in their subconscious, they know that the environment is it needs to be preserved. We need the environment in order to survive. But then they just don't do anything about it. Then there are some of us, like myself, who holds the environment to heart and will do almost anything to try and keep the environment preserved or taken care of.
Where do we go?
Thank you, Mr. Coffey.
From here, prophets everywhere gaze upon the horizon and declare that judgment will come as the savage hands of unscrupulous men defile everything pass by.
Let me say a very special greetings to all of our older folks who remember what our rivers and our forests were like before. Not that long ago, we were able to swim in and enjoy our rivers. We have to take control of what happens to our environment. We have to work together. Don't wait for the government. So stay tuned as we continue our journey. For us to survive, everybody must work.
Please, the body! We love the people, the people who can't work. We can't do the lazy body people. Watch out!
Everybody must work.
I don't like that.
Work. Every passing must work.
Young or old.
Work harder. Every passing must work. Work.
Mind our block.
Every passing must work. Work harder.
Watch this.
Cause if you're not working, you gotta be loafing. And if you're not loafing, then daddy, you gotta be joking. You must work.
I don't lie.
And don't be a jerk. Every passing must work.
Everybody must work. Everybody must work. Let us now listen to our mini series Bush Melee.
they ain't no spot. Come in. This boy just gobbled on all the food. He gobbled on everything. Tazo eat like a dragon.
But Mavis, the boy is a green boy.
So who's my hero, Brian? He come see you, yeah?
Mavis, I don't know why you don't give up this Brian thing, eh? How you feeling?
I angry. How you could tell me that man keeps setting fire in the forest like that? How do you expect the forest to be there when they keep destroying it?
I know, girl.
Things already so hard now. I busted my leg in the forest. After things already so difficult to make some money, I have all them children to feed. I only pray God would help me.
But Mavis, Delroy tells me that Tazo has been missing out of school.
That boy had heart just like his father. I ain't know how my sister have a child like that, you know. All he care about is the forest.
Anyway, don't forget about the community caravan, eh?
Miss Pat, I can't afford because, like I just tell you, things hard already. Me can't really manage.
They have nothing you have to pay for.
I'm trying. God knows I'm trying. I would give up my life for my children. Even Mrs. Stone and them too. But I'm not sure how long I could even keep on feeding them. I can't even sleep at night. Many days I go hungry, you know, people just
No. Mavis, you must just let me help you.
You're a good woman, Miss Pat. God would bless you. But them don't burn down what I need to make some money. I can't even check to see if my foot break. What I go do? What I supposed to do? Jamana.
Boy Selwyn, you're not looking after this place, man.
Brian, you know I trying, you know. But it's not my property, so I can't do the things I really want to do. I hear government say you have to have papers, boy.
But you can't have your spricken in the water there like that, man. You're killing the river, man. So what happened to your dog, boy?
You should go ask Papa Show. The man have wolves destroying Poopsie.
That man is troubling, you know. And I know you love that dog. That was a nice dog, man. I really sorry to hear that. Selwyn, boy, I need to ask you about this fire.
Like you ain't know who started the fire? I don't know why you all asking stupidness when you all know it's Papa Show who started the fire. Is the steam man in the middle of my uncle's funeral want to challenge me and teasing me?
This is serious, you know, Selwyn. That fire almost killed me, Mavis and Tazo. It's a good thing I was on patrol.
Let me tell you, I hunt for survival, you hear? I only take what I can eat. I ain't want no trouble with nobody. And the only fire I use is to cook me little food.
Some people have no respect for the forest and believe they can do whatever they want.
Well, I ain't have nothing to say. All my life, I in struggle. I never asked for more than a little space to organize my business and a little food for me and Poopsie.
You are a good man, Selwyn. If we had more people like you who respect the forest, then things would be better. But the man Reginald?
That man know his sister married to your boss, so he feel he can do anything. I have to laugh at you, Brian.
So that's what he thinks, eh? Well, we'll hear what he have to say when I finish with him. I go in there right now.
Jamana. Reginald, I always tell you I don't like how you creep in through the back like that.
Wham, you free to challenge your friend? I don't understand why you let that boy come here, you know.
No, you see this? What this thing is Brian talking about? What do you do now?
Relax, no sister. Where the boss de?
What's with all this thinking I have a boss? I hope you stop this senseless slaughter with all the wildlife, you know.
As long as they have customers, I will supply. If I ain't do it, who else can do it?
But if you take all, what you leaving for the children?
Children? Don't worry, man. Jago provide.
You know it's because of this stupid attitude why we had this caravan. So people can understand that we need to manage what we have, not abuse it.
I hear your little ad on the radio, you know. That is pure stupidness. Waste of time. Don't worry. I go organize some good money for all of you. $15 a bowl.
Look how Mavis almost lost her life because of some fire. Wait. I hope you had nothing to do with that, you know.
Mavis has so much, man. I don't know why she's still going wrong in the forest. The girl having children like rat.
I cannot believe we from the same parents.
Whatever.
And you better warn him, man. Because if your husband can't handle him, I go burn him. I warn in all of you.
Jamana. Brian was played by Martin Quashi.
Celine was played by Pedro Brown.
Pat was played by Charlene Rodriguez.
Tarzo was played by Karen Brown.
Reginald was played by Skelachi Cupid.
The shopkeeper was played by Kevin Rodriguez.
Mavis was played by Lavon Phillips.
Oh boy, can't miss the next episode. The next episode is the last of the series. Sure don't want to miss what happens. Warning, 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 warning. To the world!
Warning, warning, warning. Climate change is happening. We got to do something, no doubt. To the world, we're calling out.
Constantly.
Ooh, summers are hotter than they used to be.
Stronger hurricanes,
more frequently.
You see?
Severe flooding, longer droughts.
That's what climate change is all about.
You know that?
We have to do what we have to do.
We've got to prepare.
It's a reality.
No strange weather changes all year round.
We can't stop it,
but we can slow it down.
Small islands will feel it the most, especially the people them with the pondy coast.
We're losing the reefs and the beaches, flooded in the coastal communities.
See the signs,
yeah, yeah.
They all reveal
so
that global climate change is real.
Now warn you,
it's not so
changing climate, some lifestyle changes we got to make. Emission of gases we have to reduce.
Turn off the lights when they're not in use.
So much of the warming changes we see
are caused by human activity.
Chemicals poisoning the air.
Poisoning the air.
Greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
Oh yeah.
This is a warning.
Warning, warning, warning.
Climate change is happening.
For real.
We've got to do something.
I tell you.
Act now.
Would you believe our time is up? Folks, we need to get involved. Don't wait for the government. This is our land. Participate when called upon. Let's do something today. Call forestry. Call national parks. Get involved. After all, it is our responsibility. Tune in next time for more Bush Talk with me, Damien, on this radio station. Be good and Godspeed.